This is MoneyWise with Scott Quinlan from station sponsor Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland. We talk about how to grow wealth with information that is general advice only, doesn't take into account your specific objectives, financial situation or needs. Scott, here's one of our favourites. How much super should we have at a particular age?
Just to give a ballpark and a guide here, I think probably when you're in your 40s, aim for about 2 times the amount of salary that you're earning. So if you're earning $100,000 a year, then about $200,000 in super is about the right amount. By age 50, aim for 4 times your salary. And by age 60, aim for between 6 to 8 times your salary. This is just to give you a ballpark. This is not gospel. It really does depend on what you're looking to do in retirement.
It's a big ask, isn't it, though?
Yes, it's a big ask. And that's why kind of when you get into your later years coming up to retirement, generally we have more of a focus on building up your super, where in your younger years, it's less of a focus on your super and more about paying off your home loan.
So if you're tipping more in as you get older, you really are going to reap the benefits when you've no longer got a wage coming in.
That's right. It will compound and grow aggressively for you, you know, over, especially if you've got a long time to go to retirement, the more it will compound and grow. But there is a balancing act between probably paying off your mortgage and save, and putting extra money into superannuation. It's a bit of a balancing act.
Yeah, it's a toss-up, isn't it? Because everyone's scared of having a mortgage after retirement.
That's right, yeah. And also, you know, the high amount of interest and high amount of debt that these mortgages are.
Scott, great to see you. Thank you for your very sound advice. Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland.